You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Literally every franchise of the major franchises in Atlanta has something to talk about. Boy, you could do a show, an entire four-hour show on any of them right now. There is so much either going on or potentially going on with all four of them. It's actually kind of going on. Plus, it's actually, okay, they've got storylines that are going on, and then you could have additional storylines on Dominator, right? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, there's enough to talk about just with the storylines they have. And all of them have, but there could be this.
Yeah. Yeah. Every team, while every team in Atlanta may not be successful, they're all at the very least interesting.
They're all newsworthy. I just got a text in here. Don't bore us, old man, with your old stories about sitting on the porch. Old stories about sitting there. They don't want to hear it. Okay, fine. I won't tell any more old stories about DeKalb County. I'll avoid those. If I'm boring you, I don't want to bore you. You know, it's your show. 404-726, though I have some interesting ones. Ask me sometime about the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, but you don't want to hear it. Never mind. Let's go to Hamad. He's on with John. Hamad, what is up?
Hey, what's going on, John? How you doing?
Good.
So here's the Hawks' problem, in my opinion, being a fan for the last 20 years. We're always chasing the big guy. We never get him. We try DJ. But we don't want the past best thing. I want the next best thing. I want the next future star. Like, Zachary could be an all-NBA player. Jalen could be an all-NBA player. That pick we got from New Orleans or Milwaukee, whoever got the worst record. Next year's draft was to be one of the deepest drafts there is. So why blow up our team pretty much for a player who couldn't do it with Dame Dollar? So how is he going to do it with Trey? I know we got a better supporting cast, and I just feel like with our team right now, the way it's set up, we got some chemistry going, we got some good pieces coming in, and we got great picks coming up next year, two picks probably. And why mess up a good thing? Let's calm down and let's see what this team does.
No, Hamad, you can make certainly the case for it. I'm excited about the team too. I guess the case against it is, what if Trey walks after this year? Then what?
Well, I mean, if Trey walks after this year, we're still under the cap. We'll have a bunch more money to sign somebody else. We have a high draft pick. We'll have two draft picks. I mean, you know, people walk. I mean, Trey's had great numbers here, but, you know, we'll see what happens this year with Trey. I believe if we have a successful season this year and we make it a top four seed, we'll be fine. I mean, last year before Jalen got hurt, we were trending toward a top three, four seed, and Jalen got hurt, and then, you know, we still made the playoffs, kind of, sort of, playing. But, you know, with this team right now, the way it's set, with Zachary having another year under his belt, Jalen being a little more mature, Daniels being a little bit more experienced, I think we have the right squad right now. Let's not mess it up. And if for some reason Giannis is available at the trade deadline, maybe it might make more sense then. But right now, let's see what we got. We got some more money to spend.
Well, Giannis, the Giannis won't. That's not going to happen. If Giannis wants out, he's going to do it now, and he's not going to wait. He's not going to be Kind of not going to do a trade.
Do you think that that Miles Turner pickup is going to make him happy?
No, he's not happy about it. He's made that clear. Yeah. He is not happy. He's not happy that they dumped Dame, even though Dame can't play next year at all. He's still mad about that. And so, no, he's all right. There's another thing that's evolved here when we're talking about trades too, especially when we're talking about trading superstars. Superstars want to be able to go where they want to go for a multitude of reasons. You know, Shaq wanted to go to L.A. because he wanted to do the whole, you know, rap career movie star thing, right? And so he wanted to go to Los Angeles because he didn't want to be in Orlando. You know, when you trade players, sometimes fans, we're guilty of this, Ahmad. We don't take into account that it's not just simply the player. The player may want to go. His wife, his kids may not. You know, his kids may say, these are my friends. My wife may say, you know, my mom moved here. Who knows? You know, I mean, you know, the family, just because you want to get a player doesn't mean that the family isn't going to have a say in whether or not he wants to leave, especially if he's in control of his own situation. Go ahead.
How many times have we seen the big three in Brooklyn or, you know, the all these superstars getting traded for and signing? Brooklyn was a great example. I think the year before Brooklyn signed KD and all those, they were a playoff team. I think they won a playoff series as well. And they were a team on the rise. And they got, you know, Kyrie and they got Durant and nothing happened, you know. And we see these trades all the time with superstars moving to different teams. And they really don't do anything. The last couple of champions we had, you know, with Denver and this year's champ, they didn't have a big three. They didn't have, you know, a team built around, hey.
Well, Oklahoma City's got a big three, but okay. I mean, Oklahoma City does have a big three, but well, no, I understand that, you know, Oklahoma City stripped its big three and then was sucky for a couple of years and then rebuilt themselves in the draft. You got to get lucky in the draft at times. I mean, Golden State got lucky in a way with Steph Curry being, you know, he wasn't the number one pick of the draft. And so Oklahoma City got lucky with SGA that he was so great and he wasn't the number one pick of the draft. So you got to get a little bit lucky. There's no question of that. And the Hawks may have gotten really lucky. Jalen was, what was he? He was in the teens and Jalen could be a superstar. And so, no, I'm with you. I'm not of the opinion that you shouldn't. My whole thing is at some point you have to, as a franchise, decide whether or not you're going to roll the dice and really shoot for the stars. I mean, because nothing's guaranteed to us in life.
Rolling dice is fine, but the Hawks need to trust themselves. They shoot themselves in the foot so much. With Luka trade, they shot himself in the foot. With Giannis, he was in our radar. We waited a little too long to draft him. Milwaukee came in and scooped him up in the second rounder. So we need to trust our people and just stick with the plan.
Well, I think that Luka trade starts to look better and better for us, don't you? Yeah, okay. I think the Luka trade actually looks pretty good for us right about now. I mean, you traded Luka to play with LeBron, and that hadn't worked. So much so the Lakers felt like they had to go out and make another big move. You want to talk about a team that's got a big three? How about the Lakers right now? Oh, my God. They got three guys. You know, and Bronny. That's what they got. So, no, I can't argue the point. I think it's a fair point, and I appreciate your calling in. This is why I love this show. Because, guys, I'm only challenging you to the degree that I'm okay. You have to understand, I'm good with where the Hawks are at the moment, though I do want them to go out and make some more moves. I want them to go out and get another big on the bench. The Kobe Bufkin, I'll leave it to them to tell me whether or not they think Kobe. I would like to have a veteran back there. I'm not saying you can't have Kobe too, but I think I would really, you know, that's where I would go after Chris Paul. Hawks are actually a team that could go after Chris Paul. I mean, dude's in his 40s, but he may be 40. But, you know, he's the kind of guy you could bring in on a 1 year or something if he'll do it and back up Trey, you know, and just kind of be a Lou Williams. Kamal's with us. Hey, Kamal, welcome to the show.
What's up, John?
How you doing, Kamal?
Yeah, I want to make sure that Luka and the Lakers were third in the West, John. We got to calm down.
Oh, they lasted a long time in the playoffs, didn't they? They got blown out.
They made the playoffs, though.
So what?
son.
That's so Knicks. What? Who cares? No, that's LeBron. LeBron makes the play. Come on, big headline. LeBron makes the playoffs. Are you serious? Did they win
the
a title?
Were,
they get Luka. It's supposed
the
to be
Mavericks
a.
Mavericks were playing for the Western Conference Championship.
Oh, big whoop!
What are we talking about?
Did he? Right, does he so have yeah. a ring? Does he have a ring?
No, neither do we. And okay. Trae Young ain't even no generation. Trae Young ain't on the top 30 player, John. He's not.
Who's your
he's
team,
Jamal? He's one of the worst defenders in the league. He's the league leader in turnovers.
Here we go.
And he shoots
he's
34% from three.
He's
a hater. No, I'm a hater of Trae Young because I don't think he's a winning talent. But we building a team that's great. I love the fact that we building a team despite Trae Young's deficiency. That we can actually compete with. Trae Young is a specific player that needs a specific type of team built around him. Now, have you ever thought about, on a basketball perspective, what Giannis would do on the court with Trae Young? He can't shoot. How's your spacing going to be, John? Who's going to score
you
in the paint, John?
You can't pick and roll. Yeah, that's a novel concept.
Pick and roll, okay, you can't shoot a three. How's the pick and roll going to be if you can't? They're going to crash the damn paint.
You mean with Kristaps Porzingis out there shooting threes?
And Porzingis don't even play hardly 20 games.
Okay. Well, I mean, come on. I got nothing. I got nothing for you. I mean, I don't know what to say. So you're just telling me you want to trade Trae and not get Giannis? I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, that sounded like Kamal was just kind of had his mind made
up. Him. I know. By the way, Kamal, it's okay. I don't mind having opinions that are going to be different. As a matter of fact, again, I think that's what this show is for. Just tell me where you're going with it. All I know is I am entering my 52nd season as a Hawks fan. 52nd. I don't have any titles. I want to win a title. I don't want to be talking about, well, you know, the future of 4 years. I don't give a rat's ass about the future of 4 years from now. Give me a championship. Look, we can say here right now that Atlanta United sucks. Okay? Now, you may say soccer sucks. Atlanta United, guess what they did? They won a title. They won a title. I was at that game when they beat Portland 2-0, sitting in the end zone by 25 rows up. They won a title. Okay? That's all. And I just want championships. I've got two Braves championships and an MLS Cup. Super Bowl is a different story. Q is in Decatur. Hey, Q, what up?
What's going on, John? How you doing today?
Good.
Actually, the caller to this call, he actually took the words right out of my mouth, John. If you want to make a splash with the Hawks, let's move on from Trae Young. We've tried this already for like 7 years. We got a nice core with Richardson, Johnson, and Dyson, O'Connell. Let's move on. That's the big splash we need to make. Like he said, Trey's not a good shooter himself. He leads the league in turnovers, just like the caller just said. Giannis can't shoot. What a spacing that. We still, and haven't we learned over history, it still takes a little defense to win a championship.
I'm not saying they're making a move for Giannis either. I mean, of course, you know, Trae does lead the world in assists, which is another story.
He does.
And for a team that doesn't shoot to lead well in assists, I mean, he's obviously making a lot of great passes. So he's a great passer. And nobody ever talks about what he does well. But, look, he – So that's fine. I just want you to tell me again. I'm not saying this thing will happen. I'm not saying I fully support it. I will support it if it does happen. I'm good with the team as they are constructed. But I like Trae. I happen to be a big fan. But that's okay. We can view him a different way. How do we win a title with this team? You're saying the only way to win a title is to get rid of Trae.
It's hard. Have we seen in history? It's kind of hard to win with a point guard that's supposed to be the leader of our team at that size. Isaiah Thomas was the last one. Allen Iverson almost.
Does Steph Curry count?
Steph Curry is like the greatest shooter in the world in history.
I'm just asking if he counts.
It counts. It does. And he's a little – I ain't going to say he's better, way better in defense, but he puts in a lot more effort. on defense. And as far as like last caller said, we break up Johnson and Reese to get Giannis. Who says Porzingis is going to resign with us? What if we don't win the championship?
Well, he may get injured in game one. You know, fall down the stairs hauling up deer meat. No, that was Clint Barnes of the Rockies. Never mind. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I just want to know how – I just want a championship. Point me in the direction of what's going to win me a title. Don't talk to me about growing into the future. I don't have time. I'm 65 years old. I ain't got time to grow into the future. Let's win one.
I've been a Hawks fan for 46 years, so I'm close
with you.
And won a championship. You know, but it's not winning with Trez. Now, this team might come out better, but this team, as it's put together now, is not guaranteed to win a championship. We know that. Hopefully we can get out the play-in with this team. So, but like, given though, if we was to trade for Giannis, we would give up young core that we're working with. But even if we don't win the championship, what are we gonna do then? Porzingis don't resign. We don't win the championship. Who says if we get Giannis, he will resign? What are we left with?
Well, is there something to be said for? And that, you know, right? But there's you keep asking questions as if those are the only ones. I mean, there's no guarantee of anything, correct? I mean, you could...
No, correct.
Okay,
correct.
So, okay, all right, so just as long as we're clear there. I mean, no guarantee of anything. Would you rather go for it or not?
I feel the gamble. Any other time, I would say I would go for it. But, like, we got a nice thing going right here. We got a nice thing going. We got a nice core. And I want a consistent winner. I would love to win the championship, definitely, but I want a consistent one that we can count on for the next 5, 6, 7 years instead of just.
I don't want a consistent winner. I couldn't care less about a consistent winner. I really couldn't care.
I'd rather win a title.
I would rather be the Marlins. Okay, so the Marlins win a World Series in the late 90s, right? It was in 97, something like that. Okay,
yeah.
And then they strip their team. You know, Kevin Brown, Gary Sheffield, everybody gone. We have Braves, no Gary Sheffield, right? Everybody gone. They strip their team.
Yeah.
They suck. Come back. Win another championship. Then strip their team. They suck. They have sucked for the last 30 years. They probably sucked 27 of those, but they have two titles. What would you rather be? A consistent team, or would you rather be the Marlins?
Compared them to the Braves. Even though the Braves has only won during the Bobby Cox era, even now they've only won two. Consistent winners, though. They got a chance to win every year. They're filling the stadium up. It's the fans are involved and heavily going for the team every year. We got a wild fan base for the Braves all over the country. So why would we not want to build a consistent winner like the Braves, even though they only won two championships?
Yeah, the wild fan base was based on a whole thing with Ted Turner and television, but that's a different thing. But, yeah, I mean, you can't – I mean, that's not just because the Braves are good. All right, they were wildly popular when they sucked. All right, quick break here, and we'll go on. No, look, I'm challenging all you guys. It's fine. I'm just asking you to – I want you to think about something. Everybody assumes it's a one-way street. Well, if we don't do this, no, it's a two-way street, guys, okay? There's risk in either direction. We're standing at a fork right now. There's risk either way we go. And both may be great and both may fail, or one may be great and one may fail. That's all. Stand at the fork. We got to make a decision. On Sports Radio 90.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Time the game. You know, if we all step back here, and John Fricke with you tonight at 404-726-0929. Just for a second here, look, I don't know that anything's going to happen. It just happened to be kind of an interesting thing that came up with DraftKings suggesting, again, for those who don't know, the DraftKings suggested, where did I have that? They came out with a tweet that I retweeted here. Let me go to my Twitter. I have this phone screener thing in the studio here where I can see where you've called in. Oh, here it is. So DraftKings said, could we see Giannis in Atlanta soon? When the hypothetical trade that DraftKings came up with was Giannis to Atlanta and the Bucks getting Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, that 2026 first round unprotected. That's the worst of the two between New Orleans and Milwaukee that we just got when we fleeced New Orleans. Remember, keep in mind, this is a Milwaukee pick, too. I mean, so it was originally Milwaukee's pick. And so, Milwaukee would get that back, and it could be, unprotected back to them. So, anyway, it was Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, and that number one, essentially. There are a couple of second-round picks that don't matter. So that's what you would be trading. Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, and that unprotected number one, which could be the number one pick in the draft, depending on the lottery. It could be the number 11 pick in the draft. Who knows? It's the worst of the two between New Orleans and Milwaukee. I mean, maybe the Pelicans play out of their minds, and it's only the 15th pick or the 17th pick in the draft. So you don't know what that's going to be. I mean, just that it's unprotected from the lottery doesn't mean it's a lottery pick. It most likely is, because New Orleans really not very good. But you never know, right? I mean, you never know. Can't know these things. It's a gamble. Life is a gamble here. All I know is that, the Hawks moved here in 68, okay? I don't remember the early version of the Hawks. They played at what is now McCamish. Before it was McCamish, it was McDonald's. Before it was McDonald's, it was Alexander Memorial Coliseum, which is what I know it as. And old Alexander Memorial Coliseum, where Dennis Scott played and Mark Price played, and then go back to the days of Sammy Drummer and Tico Brown and some really bad teams too, right before Bobby Crimmins, dark and small and not very nice, 6,000 seats and dark as well. But Pete Maravich played there, and that's why that green, ugly Seahawks-colored green jersey hangs in the rafters, because that was the color of the Hawks when they first moved here, before they built the Omni. So they've been here since 68. They've been to the playoffs 38 times. 38. And, some years better, some years worse. Most years worse. But they've been to the playoffs 38 times. They ain't going to ring. So I'm like, look, at some point, maybe you just go for it. You sit here and talk to me all you want about prospects, but parades over prospects. At some point, you just go, hell with it. Let's take a shot. And also keeping in mind, this is the last year of Trey's contract. It is a player option. Now, do I think Trey wants to stay? Yes. Can I guarantee that? No. You know, if Trey goes to them and says, look, you got to try and make it, let's say that it came out, humor me for a second. Let's say that it came out that Giannis, who's obviously unhappy, again, he unfollowed the Bucks on his Insta. He's made it well known he was not happy about them cutting Dame Lillard. Lillard can't play next year. And I don't think thrilled about the idea that they went out and got Miles Turner. He's like, why? And paid him over $107 million. Why? Why'd you do that? All of which is leading to some grumbling here, apparently, by Giannis. And Giannis hasn't picked up his option and may say, look, I want out. And then they're going to want to maximize that, and maybe Milwaukee's trying to force that. Because if you're Milwaukee, think of it from their perspective for a second. If you're Milwaukee and you're looking at this going, okay, we had to cut Dame, right? And now we got Miles Turner. And we got Miles Turner. Why? Why did they get Miles Turner? To pair him alongside Giannis? Or to just kind of try and hold the place because we're going to try and trade Giannis and get a boatload for him? Because do you think Milwaukee's thinking we're winning a title with Miles Turner and Giannis Antetokounmpo? Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm kind of with you. I think the answer to that is no. Right now, where does Milwaukee rank in a power ranking in the NBA? The Hawks are ahead of them. I'll guarantee you this. The Hawks right now, as constructed, are ahead of Milwaukee. Matter of fact, they may be a number of spots ahead of Milwaukee. Milwaukee's like, nah, they're looking at teetering on being a play-in team. Is that what Giannis wants? Giannis goes, if I go to Atlanta, we're going to win a title. So at some point, I'm like, okay, if this is really going to happen, I have to just let it happen. Because if it got out that Giannis said, you know, I've looked around and talked to my wife, you know, and we would like to live in Atlanta. We like Atlanta. We want to be in Atlanta. We don't want to be in New York. We hate New York. Don't want to be in wherever, you know, Charlotte. I don't want to live in Charlotte. I want to live in Atlanta. So there's a lifestyle thing too. But beyond that, Giannis says, you know, as good as Charlotte or Orlando or anybody, he goes, I want to play with Trey. Because we've seen the videos of those two kind of yucking it up a little bit. I like Trey. And Trey's like, we'll just do that pick and roll, alley-oop, you go get it, you know, and shoot 84 foul shots a game because we know he does and takes 10 bounces every damn time. Let's see what happens. And you're like, but we would be shooting ourselves in the foot for the consistency of the future. And I'm like, okay, and? Sometimes you got to take, life isn't always about the safe route. Now, that having said that, I'm going to circle back here, and I'm not being hypocritical or talking out both sides of my mouth. I'm going to say I have no idea if that's going to happen. I would, if it were doable, I would do it. Otherwise, where I sit now, I'm not sure it is doable, and I'm happy, very happy, with what the Hawks do have, though they need to make some more moves. Not a Giannis move, but they got to make some more moves. Right now, they're kind of teetering on the brink here. But let's keep in mind, you got to find a way to keep Trey happy. But if it got out that the Hawks had an opportunity and Giannis said, I want to come to Atlanta and play with Trey, and he called Trey and says, I want to come play with you. I've already talked to my agent. We're going to try and work it out. And Trey finds out that the Hawks then balked at the price. The Hawks balked at the price. And Trey goes out there and gives it 100% with this team. And they don't win a title. And his player option is up at the end of the year. And then Trey walks because he says, enough. I'm almost 30. I want to win. You guys had an opportunity. You didn't take it. Therefore, I'm leaving. Then what? Oh, we still got a good young nucleus. Okay. And I hear the Trey haters out there. They always like to point at the stats that, leads the world in turnover. What do you mean? The guy's got the ball in his hands all the damn time? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that happens. You know, I guess he wouldn't if he didn't have the ball in his hands the whole time. You know, I mean, he's got to do that. He's the point guard of a team that requires him to be the point guard and have the ball in his hands all the time. Because they don't have a two guard that he can just, you know, okay. He's playing with rookies and young kids. And he's trying to do a lot of things here. So, anyway, 404-726-0929. Look, the point is here, guys, praise over prospects. That's all I'm saying. Let's try and win some titles around here. And not, we're always, you ever notice that? Ever notice all we ever do is, let's try and play for the future? That's all we ever seem to do. How about we play for the now once? Let's go to Steve in Brookhaven. Hey, Steve. Oh, hey, Caleb. Let's go to Caleb in Athens. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's up, man? I would not trade Trey for Giannis. I wouldn't do the trade for Giannis. I'm not giving up Reese Shea, Jalen Johnson, that first-round pick. Like, they're building what Oklahoma City built, and I think they can get there. But so are we going to trade that for 1 year of Giannis, maybe two? Even if we win one championship with Giannis, I think the future would be a lot brighter for the next 10 years with all the players that we would keep from that trade.
Okay. All right, that's fair. I don't see it, but, I've seen a lot of futures that were bright. I would take one title. Look, if it cost us – let me ask you a question. Can I? Just Caleb, because I'm curious how you view things and how I view things. If you guaranteed me that you could trade for Giannis and the Hawks would win an NBA world title, but then they would be like the worst suck of suckage for a decade, would you do that? Because I wouldn't.
I
want to win a title. I don't care about what do I care about 47 wins? That gets you know what 47 wins has gotten me as a Hawks fan? Not a damn thing.
Well, if we keep this core together, we're going to be winning a lot more than 47 games. I grew up an Orlando Magic fan and went through the Dwight Howard years, T-Mac years, and even Grant Hill. Maybe he would have got us in the third round of the playoffs for 1 year, but if we would have had the consistency like they're trying to build, like OKC has, I think we're good.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not the question. I mean, what's more important to you? 10 years of 47 to 52 wins or one title and 9 years of total suck? Would you rather have 10 years of 50 wins but no title or one title and 9 years of suck? I would rather have one title and 9 years of suck myself. I guess that's the question. Sports Radio 90.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do hope you have a happy and safe 4th of July. I'll be back 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm not leaving yet. I've got another hour and 20, but I'll be back 10 to 2 tomorrow, and we'll continue conversations here throughout the weekend as well. So if you're out barbecuing tomorrow, do keep it on 92.9 The Game and do be part of the program. And I don't want to seem like I'm arguing with any of you guys. I'm not. I'm just telling you, I'm real super happy. And I mean thrilled with what the Hawks have done. And they need to make 3 more moves, and they have a little bit of room to do that. And I think this new brain trust, especially Soleil, but alongside Graham and Dinwiddie, I was wondering why they got rid of Landry Fields. Boy, now I understand. They have been masterful in this offseason. I mean masterful. They built a team that has really got me excited about seeing them on the court. So I'm really excited about this team. I'm excited about their possibilities. Is it a team that is pretty close to being able to contend for a title? The answer to that, I think, is yes. So why would you want to blow that up again? Well, I mean, again, I try and reverse things. If we, being the Hawks, traded Trae Young, because he only has a year left and they didn't think he was going to come back, to Milwaukee right now and paired him with Giannis, do you think the Bucks would be pretty good? They're going to win the NBA World Title. They're going to be pretty good. Well, yeah. So why is it that I'm not sure I understand why if Trae went to play with Giannis in Milwaukee, they would be great, but if Giannis came here, we would suck. It's like, walk me through that one. What am I missing here? Because as a Hawks fan going into my 52nd season with no titles, it's like I want to win one so bad, I don't care about the 9 years of suckage. Look at Atlanta United. Atlanta United won a title. I just mentioned I was there. It was great. Beat Portland, 75,000 people. It was fabulous. You may hate soccer, don't care. Sometimes it bothers me to even bring this stuff up because people go, I don't like the green. Okay, whatever. It's a lot of fun. I love it. And so it was great. It was just now, after that, though, they were pretty good. And now it's been 9 years of like suck, it seems, right? I mean, without having to go through all of it because I'm going to bore people. But we had players going down to – Pity Martinez went down to ESPN in Argentina, was blowing up Gabriel Heinze, the coach on the radio, and then Joseph Martinez blew up Gabriel Heinze, saying, he sucks, he won't let us have water, the whole thing went to hell, and they've just been down, 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 down ever since. Every coach they brought in, from Frank DeBoer, who I really liked, to Gabriel Heinze, to Pineda, to Glass and Valentino, though I thought Valentino did a pretty good job. And now, of course, what you have with, this coach, Dyla, doesn't seem to fit the team in the feet. I don't know. I don't understand what they're doing. But I'm willing to be patient with it on the hopes that I think the franchise can get back to winning another cup. Why? Because as I sit here, I'm looking directly in front of me. I have a gold that's never been opened champagne bottle that says MLS Cup Atlanta United 2018 champions that the club gave to those of us at the flagship station. It was very kind of them. It's a really cool bottle. I mean, I've got one from soccer. I have nothing from the Hawks. And I've been a Hawks fan most of my life. So maybe I just take a shot, roll the dice. Well, if they win a title and suck for 9 years, okay. And, we'll get back there, right? If you suck for 9 years, you're going to have some pretty good draft picks at some point, correct? You would think. Let's go to Keith in Duluth. Hey, Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. I'm going to disagree with you on this one for sure, and I know you're not saying for sure you would do the honest deal, but I came here in 79. I've been a huge Hawks fan since I came in 79, and by far the most enjoyable rides I've ever had with any of the teams I'm fans of are when we build the team. To bring in the Milwaukee Buck, stand at the free throw line, dribble for 20 minutes, in my eyes, I treat them just like you treat the Saints against the Falcons. Milwaukee scrub is the last thing I would want. I want to build from inside. I want to bring pieces around the guys we draft and grow with the team and win a championship like that. It completely taints championships when you bring in, you know, when Minnesota did the ridiculous thing of bringing in that Brett Favre from the Packers. I'm a Bears
fan.
The
Braves,
you know,
like when the Braves brought in Greg Maddux?
Well, that's one piece, okay? Maddux was not the key to that team. The key to that
what
team
the heck?
Was
Whoa,
the growth.
Stop. Yo, slow your roll. Yeah, yeah, he actually kind of was.
Well, they had grown that championship team from within.
No, it wasn't a team. It was a pitching staff. No, that team didn't win it. Ron Gant and David Justice did not win that. That was won by three guys.
Well, Glavine was huge. I mean, again, it was built from within. It was built from a bad team to a good team. And it was. And maybe Maddux pushed you over the top. But you're talking about bringing the guy in that's now going to be.
Pushed you over the top. He was the best pitcher in baseball for over a decade. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Baseball's a much different game.
Oh, no, it's different. Okay.
You got five players on the floor. You have Giannis here, and I love Trey. Now Giannis is going to get all the headlines. It's just to me LeBron leaving.
So you would have hated the Lakers when they bought in Shaq and Kobe from the outside. You would have hated that too.
No, I would have never wanted Larry Bird in Atlanta when we had Dominique Wilkins. I wanted to beat Larry Bird. I wanted to beat Patrick Ewing. I didn't want the Hawks to sign Patrick Ewing. I wanted Trey Rollins to outplay him. That was my goal. I had the last thing I wanted. Well, it didn't work out, did it? But
no, of course not.
Giannis is definitely not Greg Maddux, Michael Jordan, or Kobe Bryant. Giannis is I don't even think he's Dwayne Wade. He's a great player, but you're certainly not guaranteed anything.
Well, you're not guaranteed anything in life, Keith.
I think you'd be so much more satisfied, John, when Richie, who scored 30 points in six games as a 19-year-old rookie, 2 years from now, when he's dropping 45 in the finals, that'll be satisfying.
Oh, no. I like the team. Again, I like the team let's not forget that Richie, he just turned 20. You're correct. And he had some spectacular games. He also had some zeros. And so he's a young guy, and he's going to have
23
you know,
years
have nice
old.
Where he scores.
He's going to be an amazing.
Yeah, I know, he's 20 years old. And so
when he's 23 or 24, John, this kid is going to be an amazing player. I think that's
if he's on the team.
I watched it the whole
season.
If
he's still here.
I would hope you'd bring your number one overall draft pick back and end up extending him after he showed out like he did in his rookie year.
Well, not if the team sucks, and you're not going to go to the second apron on a guy if the team sucks. I mean, you got 1 year left. The point is that I don't care. I can't know what's going to happen 4 years from now, Keith. I got 1 year left to Trae Young. I got 1 year left.
We're gonna be very good next year.
What is it?
Even if Jalen got hurt.
Are you better? Let me ask you a question. Are you better? Are you better with Trae and Giannis, or better with Trae and the team that he's got around him now? Which wins the title?
Probably better without Giannis, because Giannis is injury prone also. I probably would go with the team.
Oh, God, here we go with that. So is Jalen Johnson now, apparently.
I think it's a 50-win team without Jalen Johnson currently constructed.
Yeah, I like the team too, Keith. I really do. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here that you got 1 year left to Trae, and my fear is that you don't do it and he walks.
And I think you'll agree with this, John. I think if the Falcons win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, it's nowhere near as satisfying as if they win one with Penix. And that's my point. It's different. When you bring in a veteran from somewhere else and all of a sudden they throw for 500 yards against Tampa.
No, that would not. No, I don't. No, that's not. No. It would have been really damn satisfying.
Well,
Super Bowl's a Super Bowl. I don't care how I get it. Give me a Super Bowl.
I want Drew Brees. You know. So you're telling me you would have said sign Drew Brees. Get out of here.
Well, we're never signing Drew Brees. That was never. Hey,
you wouldn't allow it.
Sign Tom Brady. They were never in the business of signing Tom Brady. There was never a possibility. I'm not talking about making stuff up, Keith. This is something that's real in front of us right now. I'm not just making pie in the. You know what? We should. You know, I would. Would you go out if suddenly you could get Shohei? You wouldn't do it.
Again,
I'm just
baseball's
asking.
A different game. Baseball's
a different game. All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Keith.
So there was a couple things that Keith said that I had.
Come on, Dom. That was funny. I love catch people.
No. Here's what I will say.
No. Oh, that's the answer.
Yeah, different sport.
How do I get onto this? It's a different sport.
Here's what I will say, though, to Keith's point. I think that point of tainted rings or tainted championships is totally asinine.
And, of course it is.
And this is not me throwing shots, but it sounds like something a fan of a team that has never won a championship would say.
A ring is a ring.
A ring is a ring. Do you think the Rams care that they traded for Matthew Stafford and it was Stafford that won a ring instead of Jared
not
Goff?
Not Jared Goff.
No. They don't care. On. They won a ring. They're happy. As a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I've got to see us win multiple rings.
Are the Bucks mad that they got Brady and won a ring?
Exactly. No one cares how you win the ring. All that matters is that you do it.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, the Lakers had a homegrown team. They had Nick Van Exel and Eldon Campbell and Kurt Rambis. That was a homegrown team. So they shouldn't go out and get Shaq and Kobe? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, come on, stop it. I mean, stop.
I
appreciate. I mean, this homegrown team thing. What? Are we a high school?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the Georgia fans who I understand that you want your team. If you're a Georgia Falcons fan, you want your team. Well, I mean, have we satisfied that quota yet about Georgia fans and Atlanta teams with Javon Walker and now what the Hawks have done? Have we satisfied that?
Maybe.
Okay. You know. We satisfy that at least for the time being, because the idea that you have to have that you're only successful. I mean, look, I want Walker to be a star. I want Ace Noodle to be a star, and they're great players, by the way. So it works out well in both cases. But you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's guys. The goal is to win championships. All right, parades over prospects. You know, I want our parades. Parades. I have been an Atlanta fan. I just walked you through it for 52 years. I've got two World Series and an MLS Cup. Two trips to the Super Bowl, one of which I never want to talk about again. And the other I barely want to talk about. Thanks, Gene. And I got nothing in the NBA. The Hawks have never been to an NBA Finals, let alone win an NBA title. But I'm supposed to go ahead and say, okay, let's try and build for the future on the hopes that the 20-year-old kid will turn into a superstar. As if it's a fact.
Like, that's the thing, too. Because everyone keeps on bringing up how, like, oh, like, everyone wants to bring up, you know, the teams that made the trades. Well, let's talk about the teams that kept their core together for the most part, or tried to at least, and then it didn't work out. Like, we saw that with the Thunder back when they had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and Serge Ibaka and James Harden, and all those guys were drafted and they were homegrown, and did they win anything? No. And what eventually happened? Those guys, because they were all really good, eventually got poached. So you're not going to be able to keep this core for long.
That's the other part of this, is this assumption that Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels, Zachary Risa, Shea,
are going to be here for the next 15 years.
Ayuka Okongwu, and whoever the number one unprotected pick is, are going to be here for 15 years. Guys, you'll be lucky to have some of them here 3 years.
You'll be lucky to keep two of them.
Yeah, right.
If all of them pan out.
Right. And again, I'm really excited about the Hawks. I hope Trey stays no matter what happens. And, you know, they can bird ride him and all that kind of good stuff. I'm just talking about if you actually had an opportunity, you know, and there seems to be a little crack there for an opportunity to do something this franchise has never done before. This city seems to be scared of doing. You know, you're scared of this city acts, and a lot of you are acting.
Go ahead. Call them cowards like I did. Do it, John.
No, not cowards. They're acting like I'm going to place all of you in your favorite gin joint here, okay? How many of you have been to Manuel's, okay? Or Atkins Park, or, I don't know, Taco Mac, or you someplace in Midtown, West Side, wherever it is nowadays. Places are different than when I was hanging around Carlos McGee's and Rusty Nails and Bearded Clams. Okay, the things are different, okay? I get that. I don't bar hop no more anyway. So, but you're in your favorite joint, okay? And there's a really hot woman over there, but you're afraid to go ask her because you're afraid you're going to get rejected. You'd rather take the younger thing. She's a little bit younger, got some potential, but, you know, rather than the supermodel, you know? Because you're afraid that if you dug it, that you'll never get back to it. Guys, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. Supermodel walks up to you. Take the shot, dude. Once in your life, take the shot. What's this franchise never done? Never taken a shot. And I'll challenge you by this as we go to the top of the hour, all you calling in. You tell me the greatest pickup in Atlanta Hawks history that wasn't a rookie trade or a rookie pick. Go ahead, I'll wait. On Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.